Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about the history of one of the, if not the oldest church in Jessamine County, Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Keene, with services going on since 1801. We'll be talking to its minister, Basil Hall, and one of the deacons, Bert Jones. We'll do that right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to learn about people, places, and things of Jessamine County. Today, we're going to talk about a place of worship, one that has been around, I would almost guess, as long or longer than any other in our county. And it's located down in Keene, Kentucky. Now, for those that are new to our community, Keene is in the southwest part, or the northwest, well, maybe just the true west part of our county. You go over toward Versailles, there's a small community over there. Keene has been around for a long time. In fact, it is the home of what used to be known as the King Springs Hotel, which back in the day, and I'm going way back in the 1800s, was known for its springs. The sulfur springs that they had that people would come to supposedly cure all ills. And it was a hopping time, hopping place back then. Well, down the road from that is a church, and it's called Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. And we are going to talk today to some people that are involved with that church, and we're going to find out the history of it and some of the things that's happened. With me today, I have a couple of people, Basil Hall, who is the minister at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, and Bert Jones, who is a deacon there and a longtime member. So good morning, fellas. Glad to have you guys.
Good morning.
We are going to delve into Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. I said in the opening there, one of the oldest, if not the oldest, church, longest continuing, I guess, running. Do we know where they do fit in as far as the county is concerned, age, length of service, and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I do know that the first service happened in end of August in 1801. And I actually have the original book here that spells that out.
Yeah.
And that started in August 1801. It has been continuously been serving the community from that physical spot every Sunday since.
1801. Now, yes. Let's do the math really quick.
216
this year.
Yes.
Will be your anniversary. Do we know, is there any church older than that in our community? I know East Hickman is pretty old.
East Hickman is pretty old. South Elkhorn Christian currently.
Yeah.
We actually, Mount Pleasant actually came from them.
Yeah.
So they are probably older.
But are they considered Fayette County?
They are considered
family. Okay.
Yes.
But it's down here, it's probably you guys.
It could be. It could be.
Now, I do know, and I'm not sure, when would Nicholasville, now that was the Civil War, so that was after, you said 1801, Nicholasville Baptist was after you guys, because I know the hospital was used, or the church was used as a hospital during the Civil War, but that was in 1860 there. Yes. So, yeah, it might be that Mount Pleasant is the oldest. This is an interesting book. I wish, sometimes you wish you were not on radio but on television, to see that information. A great history that you've got there in this booklet. And I'm assuming, is this written minutes of the church and what happened in their business?
Yes, the beginning has the rules and the covenant. And then once you get into it a little ways, then you can see where in August of 1801, the original writing.
Yeah.
Who
was the minister then? Do we know, like, who kind of had the idea? Was it a minister that brought it to our county and broke off, or just a group of people?
Well, two brothers, Lewis and Elijah Craig, came from Virginia. They were they left Virginia because of religious persecution.
Yeah.
And they came to this area, and through their preaching and ministering the community, there was a group of 100 people that settled in Keene, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And those 100 people then built the first church building and started Mount Pleasant in August of 1801, and it was near the church's first pastor, whose name is George Smith,
okay,
who happened to actually be one of the framers of the Constitution of the State of Kentucky.
That was him. And, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, in 1801, 100 people don't sound like many. That's a pretty good-sized congregation to start.
Yes.
Especially back, I would think, back
right.
then.
Right.
I mean, we have churches today that are lucky to have that many
right.
at all. So
right.
that was really good to have that many people. So they got the church built. Now, was this the building that you're in now?
No, the building we're in now is actually our newer building.
Mm-hmm.
That was built in 1877.
And it's the newer one.
Right.
Yeah.
The first one, I believe, was... did it burn down?
I'm not sure.
It's either burned down or hit by lightning or something.
Yeah.
We think there's a picture of it out there. We still haven't found it. But then in 1877, the current building was built, and they've been worshiping, and we still do every Sunday since 1877. So this year, that building in and of itself will be 140 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
That is truly amazing. 140 years for that.
And that
building.
Church was built, I found out, for $9,000.
The one you're in now,
yes.
Which was pretty good money
which
back then.
Which is pretty good,
especially
money.
If you figure. And I don't know how many members they had back then, but right. you know, in those days, that was a lot of money.
Yes,
that was a lot of money. How many ministers have we had down there? Do we know? Vert, you got that list?
Brother Basil is the 42nd minister.
42.
Yes.
Wow.
Over 216 years.
Now, I'm not good enough to divide that in my head, but 5 years basically sounds like an average somewhere in that. How long have you been there?
This is my 11th year.
So you've kind of outdone a lot of others. You almost like this guy. I mean, he's been there 11 years.
He's very talented, and he is related to the young people, the older
yeah,
people,
yeah.
middle age.
Well, you know, in thinking back just in my memory, you've been pretty fortunate because in the last 30, 40 years, you've had several ministers that have lasted pretty good length of time.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Now, was Dwayne before you?
Yes.
Dwayne Brewer, who
yes.
was there for quite a while.
Yes.
And then Don Withers, I guess, was before
yes.
Dwayne?
Yes.
So, you know, just when did Don start?
1976.
So, you know, you're looking at 40 years with three ministers. That's pretty good. How long have you been a member, Bert?
Since 1971.
Any particular reason?
I'm originally from over in the Paris area.
Yeah?
And I met a young lady from down here.
It was a woman.
So it.
Yeah.
I was enticed to move down.
Yeah, well, of course, the whole Sam's family was members there,
yes.
I think, for a
yes.
long time.
Yes.
And you know, you were nice enough to show me this book that you brought in, this directory, and looking in some of the names that are so well known in that part of the community of our county down there.
Mm-hmm.
And just flipping through and I see people like the Becknells and the Bradshaws and the Sams and the Carrolls, a lot of Mackeys. Oh my gosh. I mean, you've got some names that have been around, the Williams
yes,
for a long time at that church and are still there, I guess. How many people do you have now?
Normal Sunday morning is about 120.
Yeah,
120.
And
it fluctuates here and there. But what we really pride ourselves in through the Spirit of God is that we have a really great unity in our church.
Yeah.
Everyone likes each other.
That's unusual.
I know that sounds weird for a church.
That's unusual.
Which it is
yes.
sometimes.
Yeah.
But for us.
But that's the way it should be.
It's the way it should be. And we really practice that. We pound that into each other as
yeah.
far as having unification in everything we do.
And, yeah.
But yet still, we can still disagree on things.
Sure.
But knowing that the Spirit of Jesus Christ must be in and through everything we say we do, and sometimes we mess up,
yeah.
But we always require each other to come back to that. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm assuming, because you alluded to this and his relationship, especially with young people, that ministry is hopefully thriving too.
Yes, and it's interesting. Bert figured out some numbers in the past week, and we are from the ages of 0 to 24... or 0 to 25, we're about 33% of our
That's
congregation.
Good.
26 to 64 is about 35%, and 65 and over is about 32%. So
almost even.
We're about
well,
even.
But the fact that you've got, it shows your church can sustain itself.
Yes.
When you've got, you know, two-thirds of it under 60, basically,
right.
Which is not that you don't want elderly people because they bring that experience to the table. But if you don't have the younger crowd, you can't survive. And obviously, for a church that's been in business since 1901, they've done a pretty daggone good job of appealing to all ages to be able to keep that going like that.
And that's what we also try to key in on, is that if you drive up to our church and you see our church and you even walk in,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a church that was built in 1877.
Right.
But we also try to appeal to, without diminishing the power of God's word or of the name of Jesus, but we try to our best to appeal to all ages.
Yeah.
So if you walk in, you'd think, oh, super traditional. And well, we're not traditional. We're not contemporary, but
right.
we try to appease or please every age group, and I feel we do a really good job.
Is there ever been any talk, maybe not since that you be, or I don't know, we'd have to go back to Bird. Anybody talk about building a new place? Has that ever come up, or is it
back,
just...
Back in the 90s, we did build a fellowship hall onto the back, or away from the building in the back, and it has served as Sunday school rooms, fellowship hall, pastors, a study, and that has meant a lot to the congregation.
Of course, you know, you think you got a building that's, would you say, 140 years old. You'd think, well, how in the world is that still going? But there's that old saying, they didn't build them like they used to.
It was built really well.
Yeah, it had to be. It had to be. And I know you've got things that you have to do and all that maintenance, but still, to last that long and be in a good enough shape to continue to go on. A lot of history down in that Keene area. A lot of things gone on down in that area, especially with the African-American community that's down there and things like that.
Let me speak to that
for
a second. Sure. We, Macedonia,
mm-hmm,
there's only two churches in Keene, and Macedonia is the other church. And over the past couple of years, I have built a personal relationship with their pastor.
Yeah.
And over the past year, we have come together as two churches.
Good.
And we shared in a couple of worship services with each other last fall.
Yeah.
And we also have two scheduled for this spring. We get together.
Good.
They come up to us on a Wednesday night, which will be March 15th. And then on May 31st, we'll go down to their place. And when they're up at our place, they preach and they lead in worship. And then we go down to their place, preach, and we do it.
That's good.
And it is an absolutely wonderful relationship of two churches in that community. And actually, Macedonia came from Mount Pleasant in 1866.
Really?
They started in 1867, which they're starting to get excitement about them. In September of this year, they will celebrate 150 years.
Wow.
And that's pretty impressive in and of itself, but even more impressive because that's a church that came from Mount Pleasant.
Right, right.
And so it is a wonderful brotherhood, sisterhood that we have kindled and have begun, and it's a wonderful thing.
Well, and you think, to point out more of what you said, when most people that are from this county think of Keene, you think of this little spot in the road that has a grocery store, and, you know, there's a place that used to be a hotel, and there's a church or two, and that, you know, that's it. And up until a few years ago, one little stop sign, I guess, right there at that intersection, that was it, cemetery. But to think that two churches could last that long in a small community like that is pretty amazing in itself. And the people there in Macedonia, I had the opportunity a year or so ago to MC a veteran ceremony there at that church, and they were so nice. Oh, it was just not the other churches have been too that we've done it at, but that one, those people, you could just tell they truly appreciated us being there and being a part and celebrating their veterans.
Mount Pleasant was also instrumental in starting the Pinkard Baptist Church over in Woodford.
Yeah.
That was one of the missions, and and you know what type of church it is now. It's growing.
Yeah.
I was looking back through some records yesterday. Back in 1902, they held a revival which started on October the 5th, and it was completed October the 23rd. Now, can you imagine?
An 18-day revival.
18-day revival, and they had 55 people come forward to be baptized, and then they had the baptism in conjunction with Clover Bottom over in Worcester County. Yeah. They had some, and they had 3,000 to 5,000 people together on the Cleveland farm there on 169 to witness it at a pond. Now, back in, that's a lot of people.
That's a whole lot of people. Yeah. A lot of fried chicken was served at that particular revival. You can bet that. Now, 18 days.
Yeah, and said the pastor baptized 55 people in 30 minutes. He was really dunking them and moving them.
Man, assembly line.
Yes.
And that's what's interesting. And it's nice that, and I hope that other places do this, but it's nice that your church has kept these records like this to have stuff like that.
Yes.
And just to know that's a part of your history and to reminisce. Any other things you found that stuck out to you?
It just gives us something to try to shoot for, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you don't mind, I'm looking through. I'm so glad you brought this directory. I'm looking through here, and I'm just going to mention a name, if I could, and just kind of give me, off the top of your head, a couple. And these are people who I know have been around in that church for quite a while, or were. Vernon and Maggie Bradshaw.
Yes, they were Walter Bradshaw's.
Describe those people in your church, just for a word or two.
Very, very quiet, but they were active. They were the type of people that were always there, and you could count on their presence being there and their support. Walter came along, and he filled in when his dad wasn't able to.
Yeah.
They're just some of the older people that are, when we stop and reminisce, that they bring back pleasant memories.
I'm going to give you another one. Ernest Mackey and that bunch.
Ernest Mackey was one of the original people from Keene. He was born and raised right up there on Cemetery Lane.
Right.
And he and his sister, Annabelle, they were faithful members.
In fact, the little lane, I guess, right by the cemetery went back to where he lived, didn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, a little road right by the fence. Yes,
yeah.
Did. Yeah, he was born on that place. And he said other than the time he was in military service, he spent his whole life there.
Is that right? One guy here I was going to bring up, let me do it out of this order. A lady that I had the privilege for, I'm trying to think, 6-7 years I was employed by, and that was your former organist, Mildred Williams. Man, she played down there a long time, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yes.
And, of course, Roger was a member, I'm assuming,
yes.
As was his brother, Stanley, and her sister, Stanley's wife, Mary
yes.
Bell.
Yes, a lot of Williams.
Yeah, and you continue that, even though I know that right now a little under the weather, but Marion has been a longtime member
of
that church.
He's one of our deacons, and Marion always tells people, because he was, he said, I came here before I was born.
Yeah, I guess he did. I guess he surely did. Yeah, he surely did.
Marion's, if you don't know Marion, he's got a quiet sense of humor.
Right.
And we used to have a pastor there that was there for 20-something years. And he left, so every once in a while we talk about his ghost. We'll tell Basil sometime, you know, say, if you hear noise, you know, that's Brother Spicer's ghost. And Marion remembered him, and he was married by Brother Spicer.
Is that right?
So a couple of years ago, he was telling one of the young kids about the ghost, and Marion said, I've seen him. That's all he had to say. You know, the kids.
That's funny. Marion, been around that family a long time.
Yes.
And we were looking earlier at this picture of some of these deacons, and some of them I remember so very well. Jack Elliott, just yes. a fine gentleman. And, of course, we were noticing, though, in this book, which we've determined was 1980, how many of these people that have gone on, such as Houston Thompson, another good fella, Don White, and Roger Williams, Jack Elliott, another guy that we lost just in the last... Was it been year? And I know it was a big part of your church with Bobby Becknell.
Bobby Becknell. Yes, he was.
Bobby, by the way, I went to school with his son, Greg, and he actually coached me in minor league baseball. Very first baseball team I ever played on, he was my coach. And I often think, I kind of put him in the category with Leonard Fitch out of Wilmore. Mm-hmm. When I think of Bobby, how many funerals did Bobby conduct yes. for people as a lay minister? He was never licensed, was he? Or was he?
No, he was ordained.
Okay, but I mean, just couldn't find a better guy than Bobby Becknell, and I know he was very instrumental in that church down there also. And of course, you had the Stipes, and you even are you still leading the songs down there?
No, you used to do that, right? We have a gentleman who is the music director at Lexington Christian College.
Yeah,
and he is over a music program now. Good. And he has bought a lot of talent, and we appreciate it. It was time for me to step down.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I had a long tenure.
Good. Good.
A lot of people come through.
I'm sure. Well, I want to find out a little bit of history about how you got this guy over here, the current minister. Tell us a little background about you. How did you find Mount Pleasant, or how did they find you?
Well, Mount Pleasant found me.
Yeah.
I had been at Crosswoods Baptist in Nicholasville.
How you know Gwen. You told me you knew we have a mutual friend.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
When I came there in 91, she was the pianist.
Right.
And so that's where we met each other. And after about 15 years at Crosswoods, I felt I was the music and education pastor there. And I just felt a calling to go and to be a pastor. And I'd casually looked around, nothing real serious. And then I met with a friend of mine. I'd heard about Mount Pleasant was looking for a pastor, and I talked to a friend of mine, and they said, oh, no, they're not looking for a pastor. I was like, okay. So a couple of weeks later, I got a phone call from the chairman of their search committee, Glenn Smith, who has passed away, and he said, we're looking for a pastor, and it's Mount Pleasant, and I had put that out of my mind, and I said, well, where are you all located? And he said, we're in Nicholasville. I was like, oh, I still didn't know where they were.
Yeah.
And I'd lived in Nicholasville at that time. I'd lived in and around Nicholasville for about 15 years.
Yeah.
I still didn't know where they were. So they told me, he told me how to get there, and I got there. That was the first time I got there. And so I did the interview and was hired in October of 06. And I've been there ever since.
And never looked back and knew that was where you needed to be.
I knew that was where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And my children at that time were 6 and 4. And so we wondered if that would affect them. But now we look back and say, well, they basically have grown up.
Sure. Pleasant. That's exactly
right. Now they're 17 and 14. And so, that's kind of my story.
And a little more personal, too. Your wife's a school teacher.
Yes. My wife, Alicia, is a teacher at Red Oak Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a teacher actually in Jessamine County for this is her 24th year.
Yeah.
And she started off in Wilmore, and now she's at Red Oak. And she's wonderful at what she does.
Oh, yes, she is. And I can say that from personal experience because she had my daughter. What do you think, in your mind, do you see much change in the church? And you've been there 11 years. You're Crosswoods. You've been, 25 years at those two churches. Yeah. What kind of change? I'm not talking about necessarily bad. Or it could be good. Have we seen in the Baptist church?
I think the biggest change that I've seen in 25 years is people desire more of a personal relationship with each other.
Mm-hmm.
People want something more than getting together on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock for an hour, even though that's good and that's friendly. People want more than just that.
Yeah.
And so what we've tried to do, at least lately at Mount Pleasant, not just lately, but for a while, is building relationships with each other outside of that 11 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Because I tell our people all the time, this is the easiest hour of worship or time with God that you'll have the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a ton of effort. After the other 6 days and 23 hours, that's when we need to work on that. So whether it's our relationship with Christ, but also our relationship with each other, building each other up, helping each other, loving each other, caring for each other, being accountable to each other. That's what we try to, and that's what I've seen over the past 25 years. There's more a need, a desire of people to have community, to build relationships. And that's kind of what we talk about all the time, about loving God, loving others, whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And then our vision of what we want to be at Mount Pleasant is to be a place where people find Jesus, build a better relationship with him, and build relationships with each other.
Sure.
So I've seen the relationship with each other component very in the forefront in the past 25 years change.
Yeah, and evidently, and I would dare say that they've pretty much, they've kind of known how to they've had to know how to do it pretty good to last as long as they have since 1801. That's still pretty amazing.
We are known as a friendly church, and as I tell people, you may enter the doors as a stranger, but you will not leave.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be.
And due to our location, we have people come not only from Jessamine County, but from Fayette County, Woodford County, Franklin County, Anderson County,
all over.
So we have a diverse membership. Back when I started there, it was mainly a rural, agricultural based family and membership. But now we have people from all walks of life, and that has added to the talent
and that's
the ability of the congregation to maintain itself.
Do you, can we, if we can even tell that, who's the oldest member? Do we know? No, I'm not talking about years there.
Helen Strange.
Helen Miss Strange
and
is.
I think she's 102.
Has she? Oh my goodness! I knew that Miss Strange, but I didn't realize it was that.
And
102.
Rosa May.
Yeah.
Was about 2 years older. We celebrated both of their anniversaries there at the church.
Wow. That's commitment, folks. What about that is commitment? Yeah, that's great. Well, you be sure to pass along our good wishes to them. And your youngest one, I'm sure you just got kids running around everywhere.
We do, but we actually have our youngest one right now is due March 15th.
And that
one of our staff members, she is expecting and is due March 15th. Right. So technically...
Yeah,
that might be our
youngest
one. Well,
congratulations. Well, let you tell people where they can find you and how they can find you. And if they need to contact you, give us all that kind of information.
Our website is MountPleasantBaptist.net. That's MTPleasantBaptist.net. Mm-hmm. That's where you can find pretty much everything you need to know.
Yeah.
But we are located on 1108 Keene South Elkhorn Road, which is between Keene and the best way I can describe it is Ramsey's Diner.
Yes.
That road, it's somewhere in between, or Champions Golf Course and Keene. That would be the better one. If you're standing in our parking lot and look around 360, it's nothing but horse farms and farmland.
Right.
But we are about 5 minutes from South Lexington.
Yeah.
So we're really, really close, about maybe 7 or 8 minutes from Nicholasville proper. We have Sunday school on Sundays at 9:45 a.m. and worship is at 11. Wednesday night at 6:30 and Sunday nights at 6, which we put on hiatus for January, February, but we'll start back in March 5th. We're having tomorrow or Friday. I know this will be recorded later, but we're having a chocolate party. So we do it right.
Good.
We do it right.
That's good.
But we're a thriving community of believers, which is also wonderful because we do not sacrifice the basics. We believe in Jesus, and we believe that he died and rose again for us, and that he is the only way to heaven.
Right.
And we preach that and talk about it all the time, and we try with everything in us to exemplify the love that he has shown for us.
Sure. Well, I want to further the... directions to your place, if it's okay. For some of you people who are from here and travel across 169, that's the way I go to Versailles and Frankfurt and all those places up that way. When you get to that stop sign, some of you, like me, go straight forward, shoot up the hill and over by the cemetery. But some of you turn right down by what I remember, and I'll always know, was the old Wilson store. But there's a grocery store, I guess, still operation down there. And you go past that, and if you were to turn left at the big black barn and go by Marion Williams' house, you'd go around for sales. But don't do that. Go straight. And when you go straight past that big black barn, I guess it's still black. Last time I was by, it was. You guys are down there on the right side of the
half
road.
Half a mile on the
road. Yeah. Not hard to find. But check them out on their website. And the nice thing about it, if you're looking for a place to be, Bert said it a while ago, you may come a stranger, but you won't leave that way.
Amen.
Guys, I appreciate you coming in. It's a pleasure to get history of some of these organizations and churches and buildings on record. It's certainly one that, as if it's been around that long, we can probably expect it's going to be around another 102 years, too. So I hope it does. And.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful that we won't be here to see that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My thanks to Minister Basil Hall and Deacon Bert Jones coming in today and sharing history of one of the oldest churches in our county, Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. I appreciate you coming in every Saturday morning also for All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next week at 11 on Saturday morning. I also invite you to tune me in on my regular show every weekday morning from 6 until 8, right here on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.